Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Glad to have you here. If you've been listening already, thank you for that especially. You're going to be glad you hung around because Kelly Ohlweiler is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. Kelly is the founder of Kelberg & Consulting, which focuses on executive coaching, team consulting, and innovative thinking, especially in the area of our paradoxes. And she's the co-author of the book Paradoxical Thinking, and she joins us and has been now for a long time. She's a longtime member of our Brain Trust to talk to us about the paradoxical things in our lives, things that that you might be surprised were paradoxical, and things and how our paradoxes are sometimes hold us back, and how if we understand that, we cannot be held back. And she's here to talk to us about today about something that's very important that I like to talk about all the time, because I think it's critical to entrepreneurship. It's critical to being a successful small business owner, and that's the concept of courage. Kelly Ohlweiler, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's great to have you back. It's always a pleasure. You're always welcome on the show. And I know that you've got courage on your mind today, and I'm glad you do, because courage is a concept that I've been contemplating for a long time. And Kelly, when I first started noticing courage, what made me notice it was when I saw that when I saw situations where there was no courage. I saw executives who had no courage. And I remember thinking, in other words, my first conscious observation of it years ago was not that I saw somebody being courageous, but it was me seeing somebody not demonstrating courage when they should have. And I started realizing at that moment how important it is to be able to be courageous in the marketplace. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're so right. And, you know, what started it for me, I write about heroic actions, and courage is a big part of that. It's a large aspect. But I also, when I worked in organizations, I've seen the very same thing that you're talking about. And then when you have that moment of courage that somebody does and steps into, it's awesome. And hopefully it's a model for everybody. And you started it because you wrote about courage in your last newsletter that you sent out.
Yeah, I do like talking about it. I mean, one of my favorite things, I think I quoted I don't know who said this, but someone once said, "Courage is fear that said its prayers." I like that.
That's and, very good.
And I like
and you added on to that. If you have time to pray, you have time to change your mind. And
that's
the
right.
Thing about courage is, when somebody is exhibiting courage, it means that they have a choice and they're choosing to do that. And that's what's amazing to me.
Well, it is, and that's where I think about courage. You know, I think about the fact that you have had time to change your mind, and you do it anyway. You weigh the options, and you know. There's also a character test, I think, that goes on sometimes when you have time to demonstrate courage. And if you don't demonstrate courage, you know, you reveal a character flaw in yourself. And of course we've all done that. But the interesting thing to me is how courage plays a part in the marketplace, and how it affects our relative success or failure.
Yes, there's so many examples, and maybe between the two of us we can come up with some, and people who are listening can come up with their own of what courage looks like in business. And in people's lives who are starting something up, which in itself is an act of courage. I don't know about you, but when I left the organization that I was working for, I was a VP at the time, to start my own consulting business, I was terrified, absolutely terrified. But I did it, and I remember sitting in front of my computer in fear. What am I going to do? What do I do now? And then, of course, you know, you the contacts you're making begin to come through, and you get your first client, and you suddenly release the fear. And I think it's important to be willing to feel that fear. And my guess is there isn't any of us who hasn't experienced that when we're about to do something, and it's so frightening because we don't know what the outcome would be. And that's the paradox of courage.
That's right. And when we come back, I want to talk about how to make sure that your courage isn't actually being foolhardy. And we'll talk about that right after these messages with our good friend Kelly Owaller. She's the co-author of the book Paradoxical Thinking, which, by the way, folks, is one of my favorite books on planet Earth. 20 till, I should say. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Back, it's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and also askjim.biz. Smallbusinessadvocate.com is the flagship. That's the almost 10-year-old website. That's where we've been posting our show and archives, and you can subscribe to the newsletter there. You can check out our blog, which updates every weekday. We have thousands of articles, thousands of archives of past shows we've done, including dozens and dozens of those that we've done with our good friend Kelly Owaller, who's with us right now. And you can go back and listen to all the great things that Kelly has said, all the really smart things that will help you, that Kelly has said about paradoxes, about the different things about us that are paradoxical in the world we live in. And, of course, AskJim.biz is our knowledge base. That's the place where you can go to get your small business answers now. And don't forget, both of our sites have no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Kelly Owaller is the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking. We're talking about courage, and now we're about to talk about the paradoxes of courage. And, you know, Kelly, courage is such an interesting thing, but sometimes we might think we're being courageous when we're actually being foolhardy.
Yeah.
Right?
It's true. And one of the things that I do, and we've talked about this before, is in the book that I wrote, you can take any word like courageous or intelligent or stupid, and every single word will have aspects that are very positive associated with it and aspects that are very negative. And when I'm going to write an article or work on a book that I'm working on, when I come to one of these words, I fool around with these positives and negatives. And with courage, you know, we have a lot of wonderful associations like brave. And when somebody is courageous, they're actually in integrity because they're following through on something that they believe is the right thing to do.
Even when it might be to their disadvantage.
When it might be to their disadvantage, it's showing self-respect and self-esteem. It's showing that the person has a conscience. There's clarity involved as much as possible in that situation.
But the other side is
often when somebody's exhibiting courage, there's both physical courage and moral courage. That's what most is written about. And when you're looking at moral courage, often it's unpopular in your surroundings. And a good example of that might be when you're in your company and you hear people making racial jokes or sexist jokes, and you stand up and say, I'm not willing to listen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're not going to be popular for doing that. And often I have a few clients who stood up to office gossip and asked people not to do that in her presence, and it cut them out. They then, you know, blocked them out, and that was hard. But these people stood up for what they believed in. And actually, eventually, both those people were promoted. because they were focusing on what mattered, and they were standing by that, by their convictions. And when that shows up in those little ways, it shows up in bigger ways to the people around you, too, the ones that matter.
Well, being courageous, I do believe that when you have opportunities to be courageous, your character is being tested at that point. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's you know, because as you say, I mean, when it's awfully easy to kind of chuckle and go along with everybody else and be one of the crowd, but it takes a lot of courage and a lot of character to do as you said a minute ago, to stand up and say, you know, I don't like that. I remember one time I was in a group and somebody made an off color comment, and it was just totally inappropriate, and I just got up and walked out.
Yeah.
And in a minute, somebody else walked out behind me.
Yeah.
And they came to me and said, I'm assuming you walked out for the same reason I walked out. And I told them what I did. And they said, well, you know, I'm glad you did it because that made me have the courage to do it.
Yes.
You never know what you might start.
Yes. And, you know, you brought up in your newsletter this last time that if you have started a business and you're successful, you don't do it unless there's some failure in there that you learn from. It's impossible.
Failure is the harness made of success.
Yeah, exactly. And you also just mentioned foolhardy. And John F. Kennedy has a quote that I thought is great, because he says that efforts and courage are not enough without purpose and direction. So
Say that again, Kelly.
Efforts and courage are not enough without purpose and direction.
I like that.
Yeah. And when we do something thinking we're being courageous, but it's not connected to our moral courage or our physical courage, which doesn't come without, the things that instigate it are can be painful, difficult, generate fear, there's a perceived danger, and yet we still do it.
Mm-hmm.
If we're just doing it kind of like for the hurrah, or I think we've talked about the times that I used to go live on a deserted island in Baja for a month all by myself on these survival trips. I'd fish for my food. If I didn't catch any, I didn't eat. People would say, you're so courageous, but that's not true, because I was not afraid. There was no threat. So to me, that wasn't courage.
I told you she was a tough lady, ladies and gentlemen. Not only smart, she's a tough lady. She's a survivor. Kelly Oweiler, ladies and gentlemen, she and I will be right back after these messages. More on courage right after these messages. 10 till. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. There's a little Steely Dan for you there in the background. Little Peg. Kelly Oweiler is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and she's the co-author of Paradoxical Thinking. Kelly, I know the book's still available out there, and would you tell the audience about your website, too, please?
The website is www.kelbergen.com.
C-A-L.
Yeah. K-E-L.
Okay.
B as in boy. E-R-G-A-N.
KelBergen.com. And check that out. They can find out more about the books there, too, can't they?
Yes, they can. And they're available on Amazon as well.
How's the Hero book coming?
Well, we're coming along. I've been... I had a little illness, as you and I have talked about, that made me slow down. But in the process of slowing down, it made my writing speed up.
Yeah, well,
so,
good.
I'm taking it to my publisher in September when I see him, and we're all excited about it. And I have lots of writers who are friends who are encouraging me and
absolutely
giving me good feedback. So.
Well, we're looking forward to launching it on this show.
Oh, good.
We expect,
I am too.
Tell your publisher you already have a place to launch it. So let us know about that.
I will.
I want you to repeat the Kennedy quote for us.
Yeah, that's a good quote. Efforts and courage are not enough without purpose and direction.
See, I want to plug that into starting a small business or taking the next step in a small business, and how you can how you can use that quote to determine for yourself whether you're being courageous and smart and whether you've done your homework and you're doing what you're doing, your next thing you're doing is for the right reasons, or if you're being a little foolhardy, if you're going off half cocked, so to speak, as my dad used to say. I want you to repeat it again, because I think it's really important for folks to get in their heads. Go ahead.
Efforts and courage are not enough without purpose and direction.
So, folks, when you're thinking about what do you want to do, the next step in your business, or what to do about, you know, you're thinking about leaving your employment and starting a new business, you know, make sure that you, whatever you're going to do, is there's a purpose for it that you've thought through, and that is the right purpose, and that the direction that you're headed in is a director, not just a ricochet. What do you think, Kelly?
I do. And I think that that's right. And you were talking about the word foolhardy just a bit ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we often think that courage is being willing to jump in and go for it. Well, that's true. But when you are starting a business, it actually takes courage to do your research and really make sure that you're being smart about it, that you have your plan, that you're very clear about your purpose and why you're doing this. And I think the reason we might balk at that is we're afraid we're going to find out something that's going to tell us this isn't a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's passion involved, we don't want to hear that.
And that takes courage too, doesn't it? Sometimes courage tells you to stop, not to go. Right?
Sometimes courage is the word no.
Yeah. Say that again.
But when you have, sometimes courage is the word no. And when that comes up, though, it doesn't mean it's the end. It means you're being forced to be creative, expand your approach, your ideas, and see where the yes is within all that.
Mm-hmm.
And how you might approach it at that yes point.
And sometimes courage gets involved with failure, because I love what Thomas Edison said. He said, failure is successfully identifying what doesn't work.
Yes.
And I love that. And mm-hmm. and so sometimes, though, when you fail, you have to have the courage to look at why you really failed. And to have a word with yourself. I think sometimes our greatest demonstrations of courage is not with the world, it's with ourselves. What do you think, Kelly?
Yes. And if we don't exhibit it with ourselves, and there it goes, physical courage is often what the world sees.
Mm-hmm.
Because that has to do with something that is often beyond the ordinary. But moral courage, usually I think it's a Sandra Ford Waltzon who writes about courage a lot. She has several books on how to develop your own courage. People should look her up on Amazon. It's Waltzon, Waltson. And she's the one who says real courage has no roar to it. But she also says that she knows when she doesn't stand up, like if she doesn't turn down a piece of business mm-hmm. because it doesn't feel right and she does it anyway, then she knows that she swallowed her voice and she sold her soul, and that's when she's lost her courage.
And we've all done that, and that's the purpose and direction thing there. Kelly, thank you for being here. Good job today. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Kelly Ohlweiler, ladies and gentlemen, she's the best, as you can tell. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.